This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, and we are broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across America, nationally syndicated by the Genesis Communications Network, and we're heard around the world broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. Thank you for your service to America, and to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, and our 911 operators, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And for all those who work the Third Watch, the overnight shift, the graveyard shift, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, thanks for all that you do, and thanks for everybody that's doing what they're doing on the Third Watch. And don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, and make sure you check out all the stuff we got over there. By the way, special shout out to our listeners in Atlanta, Denver, San Antonio, Seattle, and of course always Tampa, where my flagship stations are located, because we've been having quite a conversation with all those people tonight. And joining us right now from California, Kyle Forn, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Snowing in the mountains by you?
It sure is. I think so, yeah.
All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, yesterday, Kyle, Kirstjen Nielsen went to the Congress to talk about the disaster, about the emergency on the border. She got a lot of grief from a lot of people, a lot of questions asked different ways. The Democrats don't believe that there's a emergency on the border. At least they're saying that, because God forbid if they actually gave in to the president. But here's the stats. Here's the stats. More than 76,000 illegal migrants crossed the southern border illegally last month, the highest number in 12 years. So, Kyle, so much for all those media fact checks arguing there's no emergency to justify President Trump's wall. And why are they coming here, Kyle?
Well, for one thing, there's a lot of free stuff. For one thing,
well, the main
programs,
there's one word, there's one word, Kyle, that these people that are coming here are using because we can't do much about it.
Asylum.
Okay, they're coming here to claim asylum and remain here almost indefinitely, because the chances, once they declare asylum, of them being returned back where they came from are slim to none, based on the law the way it currently is.
Well, that's right, and certainly there are lawyers on the American side of the border who want to go down and try to coach people of how to go through an asylum interview and so forth. And unfortunately, I think many times we're seeing sort of an abuse of the entire asylum process.
We are, and we need to change the law.
Well, exactly, and that lies in the purview of Congress, of course. But that's not going to happen anytime soon.
Not going to happen in the House.
Yeah, not with this House, because they're preoccupied, of course, now with expanding investigations of all things Trump to anyone who ever, I think, probably spoke to him or parked his car or did something. We just don't know.
And Nancy Pelosi actually referred to the people coming in from outside the country that are here seeking asylum, that she wants to make sure that they get their rights, including their right to vote. She actually made that statement. They don't have a right to vote.
Well, right, exactly. Well, that's because the Democrat Party elite see the influx of illegal aliens as the new constituency, basically, to replace voters who are walking away in droves from the Democrat Party because of all of the, shall we say, interesting and sort of far out, ideas that they're putting forth these days.
Well, it's far out, all right. And again, it all falls into the mix. And we've had a lot of conversations this week. You and I have talked at length, and we've woken up a sleeping giant in the country talking about our national popular vote interstate compact, which involves a whole bunch of blue states where they are actually trying to legislate their way around the U.S. Constitution, which is not going to be done.
Well, exactly right. If there's certainly a movement afoot, and there's certainly enough states so far that are very liberal that are already wanting to institute this to try to simply make a guarantee that any candidate who got the majority of votes in all 50 states as an aggregate, they would automatically become president. So that is certainly an end run around the electoral college system. Certainly of the intent of the founders, I believe.
And by the way, just when things couldn't get any stranger with all the mouths and the voices that are sounding up on the left side of the aisle, here comes Taylor Swift again slamming our president, saying that she plans to be active for the Democrats in 2020. How did that work out in Tennessee in 2016?
Didn't work out too good for her. This is always kind of a real decision that the prominent entertainers, need to make. Do they want to go out and be political, or do they want to entertain? And usually it's not a good, it doesn't work out well if they go with the former.
And, when we come back, we're going to talk more about Congresswoman Omar and this Tlaib woman who are both in trouble. And Tlaib, she made a comment yesterday. She's the one up there in Michigan what do they call that, Dearbornistan. She made a comment yesterday, and we'll talk about how foolish that is, not understanding, again, the rules of the Constitution and how it works. But Omar, her and her friends, they have lit an absolute fire of anti-Semitism in Congress right now, and the Democrats have got to do something about this. They cannot let this slider stand, and they can't be afraid, as they are right now, to do something, because they put the vote off, and the guy that's on the committee, Congressman Engel, that she's on foreign relations, has said, well, I don't think we necessarily need to remove her. They're afraid of her. They're afraid of what might happen. And hold that thought. You'll get a chance to say something here. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live across the country from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by DR Mold Solutions. You know, soon we'll be talking about the hot, sticky, humid weather all across the southeastern part of the U.S. and out there in the southwest. That's the perfect breeding ground for mold. And now with DR Mold Solutions, you can get control of the mold in your home or office before it does irreversible damage to both your health and your property. Now, mold can cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and a whole bunch more stuff. So don't put your family or your coworkers at risk. You can have a sterile environment in your home or office with an EPA and FDA approved method that kills mold and is effective against bacteria and viruses like the flu and the norovirus. That's what they get on the cruise ships. Now, also, I want to mention here that you can contact DR Mold Solutions at 727-692-9622. That's 727-692-9622. To have a healthy environment, give them a call again, 727-692-9622, and ask about their back-to-summer special. So there you go, DR Mold Solutions. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Going back to something here before I get to a caller, we have a caller with a question. Going back to something here, they are afraid, and by they I mean the Democrats, they are afraid of the big rigmarole they're going to put forth by going after Omar and going after Tlaib, because they are both, number one, one's a Somali, the other one is just Palestinian, I believe, is what her background is. And they're afraid that they're going to lose that constituency and lose that vote, because here's what Nancy Pelosi said about the illegals coming into the country seeking asylum. You ready?
Oh, yes.
And this is a quote. We should not be suppressing the vote of our newcomers to America.
Well, I mean,
I didn't know that anybody could come in America and vote. I thought you had to, like, I don't know, be a citizen first.
Well, if Nancy gets the opportunity to legislate what they want to legislate, which they can't do because of the Constitution, they'll have one hell of a fight in their hands. Guess what? They're going to try to legislate these asylum seekers into getting the right to vote. Now, we're going to take a caller here and see what the question is. You ready?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your question for Kyle?
Batgammon Bob from Clearwater, Florida.
Yep. What's your question?
Can't the president simply, by law that I heard on TV today, he can simply close the borders?
Okay. The simple answer to that is yes. Do you have a follow-up to that?
Well, if he can't, why can't he just put the soldiers on the border and do it?
Okay, well, we'll talk about that. Okay, well, Kyle, first of all, if the president wants to close the border, he can close the border.
Well, that's right. Yeah, that's part of his power. And I think we had a very similar situation in Tijuana recently where the president said that people could not come across the border, essentially, as the caravan wanted to. So that was sort of an example of that. The president has tried to keep people from coming from different parts of the world where we can't have any kind of high confidence level that they've been vetted or they are who they say they are before they get in an airplane and fly to the United States. So that was a so-called Muslim ban that was challenged in court. But, of course, President Trump did have the power to do that. It wasn't a Muslim ban. It was a ban on bad security information. And, again, a form of closing the border, as it were.
And we cannot put troops on the border with their weapons pointed towards the United States. We can only do it during an act of war or during a national emergency so declared by the president, but they have to be facing the border and people coming in our direction. Now, this Posse Comitatus Act, which was signed on June 18, 1878, by then-President Rutherford B. Hayes, the purpose of that act was in concert with the Insurrection Act of 1807, was to limit the powers of the federal government in using federal military personnel to enforce domestic policies within the United States after the military was used to put down a riot, and people were killed by our own military, and they wanted to stop that from happening again. Now, the title of the act comes from the legal concept of posse comitatus. That's the authority under which a county sheriff or any other law enforcement officer conscripts any able-bodied man or woman to assist him or her in keeping the peace. That's the Posse Comitatus Act.
Right, and of course the general idea is that the American military doesn't operate on American soil, basically.
Unless we got a war, and it happened in World War II, it happened in World War One. Let's see, it did not happen during the Vietnam War. Immediately after the attack of September 11th, there were some extra military personnel put on the border, but at port of entries, because to watch for, you know, people coming and going, but they were looking towards the country that they were pointed at, Mexico or Canada. They were not in any way armed to do anything at all in the United States. That's not what they do. As a matter of fact, they were actually most of these troops are actually unarmed. They're not armed.
Right, exactly. And, you know, it's interesting, too, Captain, because you'll hear people like Hillary Clinton, who's been in the news recently, of course, saying she's not going to run, basically. We'll see if that really holds.
She's going to be a mouthpiece.
Yes, well, exactly. But, you know, she's talked about the idea that, you know, we were attacked, you know, going back with the Russia thing, we were attacked by Russia, all this other kind of stuff.
We were attacked by Hillary.
Well, no kidding, but
of
course,
did the dossier come from, Hillary?
Well, good question. But, of course, the idea that somehow America was attacked and we didn't respond, and this is why all the collusion mumbo-jumbo and all that stuff. But anyway, my point is that in many ways you have financiers, you have people that are essentially movers behind the scenes wanting to set up the caravans, wanting to set up these sort of flashpoints that is essentially a type of attack onto the United States. And that's why the national emergency is legit in that sense, because the president is trying to make sure that you can't have large numbers of people coming across the border without any kind of processing. They're coming in illegally,
and when they get caught, they apply for asylum, and then they're here indefinitely.
Right, exactly.
All right, and by the way, that's why I said we need to change the asylum laws. That's the problem. All right, now, after the DNC said that Fox will not be included in a 2020 presidential series of debates, that they are not going to use Fox, nor are they going to use their reporters. That's the Democratic National Committee and the Democratic Party for the debates. President Trump said that he may boycott some of the fake news networks instead.
Well, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, I think, on that one.
But that doesn't benefit anybody.
Well, no.
Because then you get a one-sided television infomercial of all the other guys on the other side of the aisle trashing the president, and it's just not good.
Well, exactly. But the idea, of course, is this. Now, obviously, just as you have some of the stars, if you will, on CNN or MSNBC, perhaps have ties with different candidates or even people serving in different government, state government, or in the Congress these days. Likewise, you have some of the primetime stars on Fox who have a good relationship with Donald Trump. But that being said, the people that actually would run these debates are the hard news people over at Fox News. And I don't think anybody could question, for example, Bret Baier and his credentials, or Chris Wallace, or Martha McCallum. They've shown time and again that they can run debates and run them professionally. And so this is a big, big sort of it's just stunt. Basically.
By the way, where's Megyn Kelly going to land? She said she's going to be back in the picture for the 2020 race.
She said that. Yeah,
where's she going to land? I think she's going to land at Newsmax, possibly because of Christopher Ruddy, which Newsmax is growing and growing and growing in television stature with their network. Could be there or possibly One News Now, One American News Now.
Yeah, very, very possible. But but of course, the idea is that you want to be able to have these debates. It is lucrative for any network that gets a debate, by the way.
Yeah. All right, let's change gears here. President Trump predicts that there will be a good deal with China or no deal at all.
Well, again, this is the similar kind of thing that we just saw happen with Kim Jong-un in North Korea. The president has to get to a good deal, because obviously there will be criticism. If the president comes back with a deal from China that doesn't address all of the, not only the economic things, tariffs and this kind of stuff, but also the intellectual theft that is going on, then of course the president would come under huge criticism, and we'd be stuck with a bad deal.
Hold that thought. Be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. When we come back, we heard yesterday that U.S. Senator McSally had been raped while she was in the Air Force, and Jerry Falwell Jr. has personally invited AOC to come to Liberty University to see what a Christian university is all about. He's invited her to come there. They've been involved in the Twitter war the past few days. We'll see how that works out. I'll be right back with more. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen testified before a House committee to make a case that there is a crisis at the southern border. She tried to defend the separation and detention of children at the border.
Are we still using cages for children?
That's Congressman Benny Thompson, the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee.
Children are processed at the border facility stations that you've been at. Some of
them. And I've seen the cages.
Nielsen tried to explain.
Sir, they're not cages.
What are they?
Areas of the border facility that are carved out for the safety and protection of those who remain there while they're being processed.
Secretary Nielsen also defended President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the border. Stocks closed lower, with the Dow down 133 points. The S&P 500 lost 18 points, and the NASDAQ dropped 70 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And Wayne Allyn-Root will be on the weekend show this week. So be listening for Wayne Allyn-Root. We're going to have a lot to say there for sure. I guarantee it. And, oh, by the way, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance, because Geico can offer more than just covering your automobile. They've got coverage for everything from your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and they can even help you with your homeowners or renter's insurance, too, through the Geico Insurance Agency office near you. Now, to find out more, go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O. .com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Save you a bunch of money like they did me. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, back with us. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
This is kind of confusing because I don't know why she waited so long to say something. But U.S. Senator Martha McSally was a 26-year career officer in the Air Force, a female first female fighter pilot to fly in combat. And she revealed yesterday that she was raped while she was in the Air Force. Now, I get the deal that you're a young officer, you're on the way up, you don't want to step on any toes or create a problem for somebody. He said, she said, and all that stuff, because she would have fallen in that mold where, you know, being a pioneer and being one of the first women involved in there, that they actually were trying to, and this was tried before in some branches of the military. They actually try to get the women out, and that's how they do it.
Well, right, exactly. It's a very, very sad fact of life, it seems. And one of the things, Captain, of course, is that by Senator McSally coming forward and talking about this horrible experience that she endured while in the military, hopefully that's going to make it easier for other women who are preyed upon to come forward, and that we'll see justice be done, you know, as a result of that. And McSally had talked about the idea that, you know, she didn't want to come forward. She blamed herself. She felt ashamed and confused. She says, and I quote, "I thought I was strong, but felt powerless," unquote. And so that's part of the changing in our society that is going on. And so, of course, it's good that she's coming forward with this, and what a terrible thing she had to endure.
Now, something else that has been ironic this week, we've been watching a Twitter war going on. I've been watching it anyway, between Jerry Falwell Jr. and AOC, and she's called him a religious zealot and a few other fancy names because of her stance about religion and, you know, advantages of this, that, and the other, and some of the nonsensical things that she says. And he has invited her to come to the Liberty University campus. Now, I think that's a very nice gesture on his part to let her see what goes on there. And, well, you think she'll, number one, do you think she'll take that invitation? I don't.
I don't think that she'll take the invitation at all. No, I don't. I think that what Jerry Falwell Jr. is doing, he's asking her to come to what's called a convocation on campus. He can, she can talk about her political views and so forth. But you see, that's how we, hate to say, that's sort of how we used to do it in the United States.
Well, that's the way his father did it, Jerry Falwell Sr.
Yeah.
He would invite people to the Liberty University campus, and they would actually stand there. They'd actually be up on stage, and they'd go back and forth for their views, and it made for really good stuff, and everybody respected each other, so it wasn't like they were yelling at people back and forth or anything like that. It was a very respectful thing to have happen. Now, this modern group we got, they don't know how to be nice.
They don't know how to be nice because they really truly believe, Captain, that they are going to, again, fundamentally transform the United States of America.
That's it.
So we don't need to have, in other words, for example, what we're watching right now with the Democrats in general is that they're not interested in governing. They're not interested in coming to any political compromise with President Trump, for example, like you might have seen just a few short years ago. And one of the best examples of that has to do, for example, with the border wall funding, because the Democrats had no interest at all in getting a deal done for DACA. In the olden days, not so long ago, they would have said, "You want border wall money? Fine. We want DACA. How do we deal?"
Now, have you got anything hot in your hands that you might spill?
I don't, no.
All right. Well, Barack Obama yesterday was quoted as saying, "I based my decisions on facts, reason, and logic."
Okay, good. Yeah, and okay.
Not the fundamental transformation of America, which he told us all about.
Right.
All right, let's change gears. The Wall Street, not Wall Street Journal. There was a USA reporter yesterday, who was arrested in Venezuela by Maduro's military. Now, it's my understanding that he was released later in the afternoon and may have left the country. What do you know right now?
That's right. We understand it was a U.S. freelance reporter. He had an assistant who was Venezuelan, with him, and they were detained on Wednesday for questioning. They were taken, I think, to the headquarters, as it were, and interrogated for some time, and then released later on. And of course, this is nothing new. You know, we saw Jorge Ramos be detained for a time because Maduro didn't like the question that he asked him. So this is on display exactly what dictators really do. And the eyes of the world are on Venezuela, and if they weren't, Lord only knows what may have happened to a journalist who they detain. And so again, an object lesson here, but obviously doesn't like the idea.
By the way, I should have warned Wally what I was going to say to you, because Wally wasn't really listening, and he says he just spit coffee on his computer.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
Yeah, when I said that about Obama, but that's true. That's what Obama said yesterday. All right, well, John Brennan has said that he believes indictments could be coming against members of the Trump family by way of the Mueller group as soon as Friday.
Well, you know, does John Brennan have some special, you know, inroad into the Mueller investigation, you know.
They might.
Well, but this is all the same kind of stuff, I think, you're trying to gin up something like, don't worry, folks, it's going to be a, you know, a, here's the word, bombshell. There's going to be more bombshells coming out. And it's possible that that there might be, but I think that they're trying, I think they're in sort of a mode right now where no matter what Robert Mueller does or says, mm-hmm. or indicts or whomever, it's got to be this earth-shattering problem that they're going to try to build on, rather than it being sort of the a dud or a fizzle.
All right, well, I want to get this out there because the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Iranian hackers caused hundreds of millions of losses with their hacking of various businesses and whatnot. What do you know?
Well, they seem to have targeted, Captain, companies in Saudi Arabia, Germany, Britain, the United States, and they seem to be using phishing techniques, you know, the sending of emails to people and so forth to try to get them to click on something, maybe put in their passwords and so forth. But that's exactly right. This has gone on for, I think, at least a couple of years, and they've targeted some 200 corporations around the world as they erase data, as they get access to corporate information.
And just when it couldn't get any worse in Venezuela, there is a scarcity of gasoline that's going to cause calamity and possibly a major catastrophe for Venezuela, because now that the U.S. has frozen the assets of Citgo here in this country, and oil is basically being boycotted around the world, except for, of course, Russia and Iran and maybe China, the Venezuelans have no money with which to operate their refineries.
Right, exactly. So a real bad situation is going to go, you know, to get very much worse, unfortunately.
And what do you think about Facebook? Did you see the deal with their reputation?
Yeah, they're like 94 out of 100 or
yeah.
something on a, yeah. on a ranking. Yeah.
Yep. They're 94. People just don't trust Facebook anymore.
Right. Well, they've had a lot of problems with the privacy issues and all these kinds of things. And
they keep putting people in Facebook jail, they call it, and this, that, and the other for certain posts. You know, people are offended by something and they violate the rules, and they'll just say, your post has offended or has violated rule whatever, and you're being placed in Facebook abstention for 7 to 10 days, whatever it is they do.
A lot of liberals jumped up and said, change the channel, turn
right.
the knob,
do
something, you know, you don't have to watch that or hear that.
Sure.
And now, but
you
now,
don't like Fox News, change the channel.
Exactly. And I thought that was, I was okay with that. I thought that's fine. That means that we all get to choose what we want to do. That was the
.com. All right, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kyle will be on tomorrow night, and Wayne comes on the weekend, Friday night over Saturday. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And by the way, we got us a snowstorm out there in the Central Plains. Those of you on I-80 and I-70, listen up. We're going to be telling you all about that. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America. We'll be right back.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case, because there are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration.
Well, that's Barack Obama and all the other people in the parties that we got out there, because for some reason it jumped off the music. But this is the part of the show when we do our highways and byways, and that was Leland Martin you were listening to. So let's cut right to the chase and get right to the weather. Now, the threat for heavy rain and burn scar flash flooding will continue in California through Thursday. A significant storm system is expected to bring heavy snow and hazardous travel from the plains to the Midwest and Great Lakes over the weekend. Now, on the warm side of the storm, severe thunderstorms will once again be possible from the Mississippi Valley to the northern Gulf Coast region. And folks, there could be more severe weather in that. So be watching the weather radio and paying attention to the local forecast when the severe thunderstorms come through. All right, let's take a look at where the snow is. Now, it came out of California. You still got a winter storm warning in most of the mountainous areas of California, from Northern California on down into the San Bernardino Mountain Range, and where it's not snowing in the higher elevations, it's raining in the lower elevations over there east of, east of San Francisco and to the north of L.A., over off California 99, and down south east of San Diego, get a little rain there in that area. Now, going into Nevada, we have snow in eastern Nevada tonight. About the eastern one-third of Nevada is getting a general snowfall tonight, so that's what you're going to have. So if you're headed east from all about Battle Mountain east, you're going to have snow all the way to the Utah line. Now, in Utah, you've got rain in the southwestern corner down there by St. George in Utah. But when you come up I-15 into Salt Lake City and go north up towards Idaho and beyond into Montana, you're going to have snow almost all the way. You've got snow on I-80 going into Wyoming tonight. You'll run out of it and be in high winds until you get across into eastern Wyoming, and then you'll run out of the winds. However, you won't run out of the bad weather, because you're going to find it once you get to Nebraska. And there is snow in the northeastern part of Wyoming. There's snow in the northwestern part of Wyoming and right there along I-80 with the line, the border with Utah. So I-80 tonight, and by the way, I-90 Rapid City, it looks like you've got, you're right on the edge of a winter storm warning, but there's snow across I-90 coming out of Rapid City. There's snow on all of I-80 going across Nebraska tonight. There is snow in Iowa on a lot of I-80 and I-35 north and south up towards Des Moines. Right now, that's where it's located. It's not any further. You've got snow in Illinois, central Illinois, Springfield, across over east till you get to the Indiana line, and then you'll have some high winds. There's still lake effect snow on the west side of Michigan right now. There's still lake effect snow on the west side of Michigan. And you still got lake effect snow with a winter storm warning for central New York. That includes Syracuse. That includes Utica. That includes all the way up to Watertown, northern New York. It includes Oswego and probably over into SOTUS in Wayne County. And that's where you got that going on right now. Now, in addition, Colorado, you folks listening to us on 710 KNUS in Denver, you know that you're getting snow up there right now in the Denver area. You're getting snow up on top of the rocks to the west, headed over towards Grand Junction, southwest Colorado, getting snow tonight. And going up on the Wyoming, Colorado border, you got snow on I-25 tonight. Also, high winds in New Mexico along I-40. A fire burn area threat down on I-10 going across New Mexico, because it's gotten very dry there with a lot of warmth today, a lot of heat. Going to be warm there in that area. Texas looking good. Louisiana looking good. However, Mississippi east all of Mississippi, all of Alabama, all of Georgia, about two-thirds of South Carolina, and all of the northern part, the panhandle of Florida, another freeze alert tonight, frosted advisory in some places, but heavy freeze alert there. Temperatures dropping down way below seasonal levels, so be careful there in those areas. And remember, the bridges freeze first when it goes down below 32 degrees out there. If there's any moisture on the road, you get up on a bridge, you feel the traction starting to go, back off the semi, back off the throttle, and you'll be fine. Okay, now, our Truckers Highway and Viber Report, listen to me, our Truckers Highway and Viber Report is always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive, with four dealerships to serve you, and the reason they're doing so well and selling vehicles from all around the country, including Kathy yesterday from Charleston, South Carolina, an Air Force a person that serves in the Air Force. I went up there to Moss Nissan and met her, shook her hand, shook her parents' hand, and thanked them very much for telling the daughter. By the way, the parents are going to buy a car up there now, too. They found a car they liked at Moss Family Automotive there in Newport Richey, the Moss Nissan dealerships. So, Google them. Remember the four words, you serve, you save. You serve, you save. Means exactly what it means. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active, retired, and all 911 dispatchers, too, get preferred pricing on their brand new vehicles, saving them as much as $12,000 on a new truck, because yesterday all the trucks were $12,000 off. All the Titans up there. No questions asked, $12,000 off. Tell me, Captain sent you, get an extra $500 off. And also, one last little thing. Wholesale prices on the certified pre-owned vehicles, and they got some real beauties there. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. You got Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. By the way, we're working on 104.3 up there.
Yeah, I know. I hear that. I can't wait.
But here's what you got to do. You and some of your friends have to call that station and tell them you want to hear the show.
I will do that tomorrow, and I'm serious about that.
Yep, there you go.
Okay, I was listening to you and Kyle talk about what James Clapper.
Yeah. What does he know?
Well, you know what? It's going to be a two-way street. Either they have leaked something, somebody's leaked something, and you got to understand all those attorneys are Democrats, or they're using Clapper to make him say what he just said, hoping that Trump would get compulsive and do or say something stupid, where they could get him on a perjury charge or obstruction of justice charge. But let's look at history. You know, if you go back to Iran-Contra that broke in January of 87, the special counsel was Lawrence Walsh, and he was in power. 1987, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, and he hung up his spurs after Bill Clinton was inaugurated in 93.
Uh-huh.
6 years he was there.
Uh-huh.
I think Mueller is going to spend, and by the way, and really, other than, he got, I think, three convictions. Two, you know, Oliver North, Poindexter. Can't think of the other one.
General Richard Secord, I think.
He gets Secord?
Yeah.
Okay, and then he got the other fellow down in Venezuela right now. But I'm telling you, Mueller's going to spend $100 million chasing ghosts. And they're going to find something. I think this is all coordinated. It has to be. I think he's spoon-feeding things to Schiff. I think that Schiff is spoon-feeding things to him. Keep the pot stirred up. That's all they're going to do. This is all, now it's all about electioneering in 2020. And I'm telling you, when 2020, it's just kind of keep it lukewarm until 2020. January of 2020, you're going to see Mueller get hot again. I don't think this guy is going away. You know, this elusive report, like I said a couple of days
ago. That's up to the Attorney General, is it not?
It is up to him. He can start to say wind it down. But right now, Barr doesn't seem like he's doing a whole lot. The opposite side, the Democrats, Clinton and that bunch, you know, they seem to be getting away with everything right now. I think this guy out in Utah is
all right. Here comes the music. That means we got to go.
But anyway, Comey's attorney was Patrick Fitzgerald, and he was the guy that
gotta go.
Comey got.
Thanks,
all
Dan.
Right.
All right. That's Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. We appreciate him. And again, Dan, You and your buddies up there, you want to hear me on 104.3, you got to call the station. We're doing our part. Now it's up to the station. Okay, I'll be right back with more. And Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, coming right back after the top of the hour news. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.